The Department of Natural Resources says it needs money to help pay for any future issues with carbon dioxide emissions stored underground in Indiana. A state law said the agency would be liable for them after companies stop injecting CO2. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a House bill that would allow the state to issue permits and collect fees for CO2 storage passed committee Tuesday.
Companies like BP, Wabash Valley Resources, and Cardinal Ethanol want to store their CO2 pollution underground. That CO2 could leak or potentially cause earthquakes. The bill authored by Republican Representative Ed Soliday would allow the state to collect permit and injection fees from companies, as well as penalties if they don't follow the law. Soliday says the state should start collecting those funds now rather than waiting until some CO2 storage sites are a problem, like the state's abandoned oil and gas wells.
The company's gone, so they don't have any liability. They're gone. They're bankrupt, gone, don't exist. So the plan in this was, let's make certain that the wellhead and all of it is now transferred to the state so that we have a clear accountability for the property.
A similar bill was proposed in the state Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.